Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. Ian Cummings, NFL draft analyst for Pro Football Network, joins us this morning. Ian, how you doing, man? You doing okay?
Doing good. We got around a month left until the NFL draft, so we're on the home stretch. We're past the NFL combine. So really, all that's left is to, you know, speculate for an entire month and kind of think about what's going to happen. A lot of outcomes still on the table for all 32 teams. It's going to be a fun one for sure.
And then you throw in the trades that will get crazy. Somebody will jump up and jump again or go down and try to pick up more draft picks. So, yeah, it is a lot of fun. I got to ask you, some people now believe it's four quarterbacks in the first four picks. They feel that strongly about all four guys. Would you be shocked if that happened?
I would be surprised. I think the first five picks is a little bit more likely. I think one of those picks, four or five, is definitely going to be that fourth quarterback at this point. Maybe, you know, I think you know, the top end level of the variance, right? I think at the latest, it's seven, right? I think at the latest, that top seven pick, that's when the Titans would trade down and let a QB needy team move up. But I think that's the latest because that QB tax, as we've seen in previous years, is so powerful. And you've already got two guys who are two of the highest graded on my board, Caleb Williams and Drake May at the very top, then Jaden Daniels, and then J.J. McCarthy is getting a lot of love too because he's young, he's talented, right? You know, you can argue about, you know, whether or not he elevated that Michigan team down the stretch, and I think that's a valid argument. But, you know, if you're scouting a guy, if you're projecting for his future development, you're looking at the diagnostics on tape, and the diagnostics speak very favorably for him. I think, you know, he's young, he's talented, but, you know, beyond having the athleticism and arm talent, pretty good processor, right? The flashes of anticipation and pocket navigation are there. So I think, yeah, it's looking more and more likely that that QB tax combined with these guys who have that combined talent and promise is going to drive these guys up.
So I got to ask you this. You think in the first round we're going to see more offensive linemen or more wide receivers? Because it looks like both positions are really loaded.
Yeah, for sure. I think if I had to pick one, probably offensive line. I just think the offensive tackle class is really deep at the top of the board in the first round, but there is a little bit of a drop-off after that first six or seven, right? Six or seven or eight. So I think teams will be a little bit more incentivized to make sure they get those guys early, as opposed to wide receiver, where the top end group is really, really strong, but you can go down to, you know, the first two dozen, and there's guys who will still gain day two consideration. So I think the wide receiver class is a little bit deeper, and because of that, teams are going to try and rush to get their offensive linemen. But both position groups are incredibly strong. I mean, you look at the top of the board, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Roman Dunes, but even after that, Brian Thomas Jr., A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Worthy with that 4.21 speed. I mean, I would be surprised if he fell out at this point. And then you've got guys like Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman, Xavier Leggett, who all have kind of fielded that fringe first-round consideration too.
Yeah.
But on the offensive line, you've got, you know, Joe Alt, Olde Pishanu, J.C. Latham, Amarius Mims, Taliesi Fuaga, Troy Fatanu. I mean, the list goes on. And then even interior line guys like Jackson Powers Johnson, Graham Barton, that's kind of where the combination comes for me because you not only have offensive tackles to consider, but also interior line guys or guys like Arizona's Jordan Morgan, who played tackle but could project to guard at the next level. So I think the depth of the offensive line class is a little bit weaker down the road, but in the early rounds, there's so much talent. Teams are going to jump the gun to get them.
Yeah, so I got to ask you, I saw your pick with the Dolphins was Murphy, the defensive tackle. I got to ask you, because it's a great call. It could happen. Christian Wilkins trying to replace that guy with a guy that can pass rush. And, well, it could be a first, second, and third down defensive tackle. Tell me a little bit more about him and why you liked him with the Dolphins at 21.
Yeah, for sure. I think back to what Wilkins gave them on the interior. Definitely a guy who at that three tech spot and a little outside that through 2-eye, 4-eye, you're looking at a guy who's got a really solid three down profile, I think. You know, and Byron Murphy the second isn't quite as big as Wilkins was, but at his size, you know, around 6'1", over 300, he'll probably play around 305 to 310, if I had to guess, somewhere within that range. Solid proportional length, too. So I think on tape, you see how he plays in run defense. He's so well leveraged with his frame, but he's got very proportional length, too. He can extend beyond his frame. He can maintain a solid center of gravity, and he can absorb combo blocks really well in run defense. And he's very a quick processor. He's very explosive through gaps. And then as a pass rusher, I think for him, just that instant first step, right, with the torque that he can generate with his punches and his hip rotation, those things are all very strong with him. And then his motor runs very hot. I think with Miami Dolphins, if you're going to try and go with the defensive tackle at that pick, which, you know, that's one of the bigger needs remaining on their roster. They've done a pretty good job of filling needs across the board in free agency. But if it came to DT in round one, for me, it's between Murphy and Johnny Newton from Illinois. I think Johnny Newton is more flexible. I think he's got more bend to him, and that can help him be a little bit more alignment versatile. But Byron Murphy the second, man, he's got the explosiveness, the energy, the power drive. It'd just be a game wrecker in both phases. So I think there's appeal for both of them. But I think with Byron Murphy the second in particular, you're catering to that three down upside that you know you need.
You wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins, who have, by the way, been able to get a lot of their offensive linemen back from last year, except their center and right guard, but you wouldn't be surprised if they grabbed an offensive lineman. Would that surprise you completely if they did that with the 21st pick?
It wouldn't surprise me completely. Teron Armstead is getting older, and there's definitely a medical history to consider there, too. So I think, you know, I wouldn't be averse to it. I think if you're getting an offensive lineman, you're probably looking at a tackle who has guard capabilities, too. I look at Graham Barton or Troy Fatanu as guys who would probably be at the top of that list, maybe Jordan Morgan. But, you know, that's kind of what they're confined to because they got Aaron Brewer, who I think for what the scheme is will be a very good fit. I think last I saw yesterday, Damian Lewis was – garnering consideration for them. So I think what you're really getting is security at tackle and utility at guard. I think that's what you're targeting if you are going offensive line. I could see them do it because, you know, we've seen how important offensive line is for that Mike McDaniel offense to execute efficiently. But at the same time, there are guys available on day two who provide a similar element too. So it would surprise me a little bit, yeah. But it depends on how the board falls. I think trenches either way.
Well, we've had this Marvin Harrison from Ohio State love affair since the start, and he's obviously put up monster numbers. But would you be surprised if Malik Nabers jumped ahead of him from LSU?
I would be a little surprised, admittedly, and that's part of my own evaluation. Marvin Harrison Jr. is my highest graded wide receiver ever, right? And I go back to Jamar Chase. He has a higher grade than Chase did for me. I think with Harrison Jr., I think we forget how complete of a receiver he is, not just on the operational side, but the dude is a legit side-speed weapon. Like a 6'4", 6'3", 208, I think is what he weighed in at. But he's got legit stacking speed. He's very flexible as a route runner, very good at the catch point. So to me, he checks all the boxes. That said, like, I would be a little surprised, but I can also see the merit behind some teams having Malik Nabers as their wide receiver one, because Harrison is that complete three-level receiver, but Nabers is a weapon. I mean, 6 foot, around 200, super explosive, twitchy, very physical in the rack phase, really good vertical threat with not only the speed, but the stemming IQ to get DBs off their, you know, optimal angles, right? You know, with those stemming angles. And then at the catch point too, he can snare passes beyond his frame. He's got very good contact balance, very good agility and you know, drive with his legs. So I think, you know, I think back, and it's kind of an old school comp, but he reminds me a little bit of Sterling Sharp back in the day with the Green Bay Packers. Just a guy who exudes physicality and energy in every phase, explosive power tag of an athlete. You know, not the biggest guy, but he plays bigger than his frame because he is such a high motor guy. Yeah. Malik Nabers, to me, is that kind of weapon. So I could definitely see him going before Harrison because of that. But on my board, Harrison is untouchable just because of how clean and how well-rounded he is.
I'll tell you, Chicago Bears fans, once they see your mock draft, ought to be excited. The Bears, of course, have the first and ninth pick right now. If it is Caleb Williams and like a Malik Nabers, oh, my God. What a great start to add not only your quarterback, give him another young weapon like that.
Yeah, and to add on to that, too, they just traded for Keenan Allen, the fourth-round pick. But that's highway robbery right there. So you look at that wide receiver room,
yeah.
Like, it's a little overkill if you think about it, but Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Malik Nabers, like, that's a three-headed dragon right on day one. That's going to instill fear in defenses. And, hey, you know, you need a good weapons core to succeed in the NFL. So I wouldn't be averse to it. I think they're in a good spot where they can do that kind of thing.
Help me out on what happened a year ago. So Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, and I know a lot of it has to do with talent around them and system and everything else. How can there be such a big difference? I mean, they're now wondering if Bryce Young can play. And C.J. Stroud, like, jumped up the board to, like, a top 8 or 9 quarterback in the whole league.
Yeah, it was definitely a stark dichotomy, for sure. And, you know, to be fair, like, I had Stroud as my QB1, but I was also relatively confident in Young's ability to succeed in the right system. So, you know, I was surprised at how poorly he fared at times. But I think, you know, your surroundings can have a very big impact, right? And we knew from the start there was gridlock between the owner and Frank Reich in Carolina. Reich was obviously out the door midway through the season, right? So, you know, I think there was some gridlock, and that kind of contributed to it. It can precipitate down a little bit. But also, I do think Houston did a better job supporting Stroud with weapons. I mean, Carolina's wide receiver one was Adam Thielen, who's, you know, still a decent player, but, you know, past his prime. And you want guys who are more explosive and put more pressure on defenses. And I don't think Young ever got that. And then we've seen so far this offseason, they've reworked their interior offensive line, too. So when you can't step up as a rookie, that can contribute to lacking comfort as well. So, you know, I think that played a big hand to it. But also, I thought Stroud had the superior physical tools to withstand adversity at a greater level at the NFL level early on in his career, right? I think Young can still succeed, and I think Dave Canales, the head coach, is a phenomenal fit with him, because Canales in Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield, right, it was all about, you know, limiting the volatility of his game, right, and helping him succeed. I think they've positioned him with a little more weaponry. Deontay Johnson from Pittsburgh, again, they reworked the interior line. There's still a little bit more work to do. You know, they've got the 33rd, 39th pick. I would try and add a weapon with one of those. But I think Bryce Young, you think about his creative instincts, his, you know, intangibles as a passer and kind of a point guard of the offense. I think Canales is the perfect offensive mind to maximize that. So supporting cast played a big role in him kind of, you know, falling below under expectations. But at the same time, I think there did need to be some measured, you know, some temperament of those expectations, because he's not an elite physical talent.
How did you feel about that 2021 quarterback class? We've now seen – what, let me run through this. Trevor Lawrence has turned out okay. Not as good a player as I thought he'd be at this point. Three guys have been traded to be backups, and one guy I don't think they can get rid of for Dunkin' Donuts at all, like right now. So how do you explain so many whiffs? That, to me, there's no way they can all be that bad. This goes back to system and the things we're talking about. Would you agree with that? Or are those guys just all that bad after 3 years?
No, I mean, I think, you know, with draft evaluation, there's always an element of projection, right? And sometimes guys hit the projection you put out for them, sometimes they don't, right? So you're never going to bat 100%. But that said, you are correct. I think compared to what the expectations were for those guys, it's been drastically different than what we expected. I think there's a multitude of factors, right? I think, obviously, situation, supporting cast. You could argue that teams like the Bears and the Jets didn't adequately support their quarterbacks early on. Trey Lance had injuries early on that may have kind of stinted his growth a little bit. But at the same time, you know, it's up to these guys to, you know, show that they have it or that they don't. I think Zach Wilson, you know, at the same time, you can make the argument that they didn't support him well enough early on. But also, you watch how he plays, and he was given opportunities down the stretch and failed to show the ability to grow, you know, stack development. So I think, you know, it's a very fine-tuned, nuanced process of, you know, seeing if these guys have what it takes, not only to, you know, process on the field, but also develop off the field and sustain that development. So, you know, with Trey Lance, it was difficult because the Shanahan system, he obviously couldn't play it to a level that Shanahan wanted, and Brock Purdy proved he could, and that gave him the opportunity to succeed. So I think, you know, it's different for every guy. But I do think, you know, when there's a supporting talent deficiency and when there's a flaw that can be exacerbated with that in the prospect, that can cause things to kind of collapse like this. Trevor Lawrence, the book is still out on him. I think generally he's been good. I'm hoping that year two with Doug Peterson can help things kind of cool down and help him, you know, improve. But, you know, we're still kind of waiting for him to reach that peak, like you said. So I think it's a multitude of factors, and it just kind of proves how complex the NFL draft evaluation process is.
Yeah, good point. Ian, I got to tell you, this is a great teaser. This is not a mock draft. This was a teaser to a month from now. It's going to be great. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's going to be a fun one, so we'll stay tuned. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, boy, you're not kidding about that. Everybody looking for the quarterback and all those impact players. Ian Cummings, NFL draft analyst for Pro Football Network, joining us this morning. Talk a little bit, a little teaser. See what's going to happen. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris Sims all over this. Malik Nabers is a lot better than Marvin Harrison. I mean, kind of. Brian Thomas, he's got Brian Thomas ahead of Marvin Harrison. Both LSU wide receivers. We got to see, man.
Marvin Harrison looked pretty good to me.
Hey.
I don't know what
he looked good in
seeing.
He looked good in every game I've seen, too. Like, he's done nothing to go, I don't know about him. All right, I'll tell you what. I know about this, Atlantic Men's Clinic, and their message to all the men out there dealing with low T and ED. And you go, well, wait, I might have one. I don't have – no. If you got one, you got both. I hate to break it to you, but if you've got low T and you're dragging around and constantly feel about half depressed and don't feel like working out and you're sitting around eating more snacks and taking naps than you ever had, and everybody around you is going, oh, this is just normal. This is getting – when you get older, this is what it – no, it doesn't have to be like that. And your sex drive being gone? Not for me, man. I found out 6 months ago. I said, hey, I got it, and I want to get rid of it. And Atlantic Men's Clinic is so good at what they do. You know, I said, I want to tell people about Atlantic Men's Clinic, their treatments, their success rate. I want 6 locations in South Florida. I want you to call, make an appointment if you're dealing with any of these things right now, low T and ED, and it's starting to affect your life a little bit. It doesn't have to. I don't care what age you are, 40s, 50s, 60s, when it hits men, it's all different ages, but when it hits, it affects you. I know what it did to me, man, and I wanted to get rid of it quickly, and I would talk to anybody to help me. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida-licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call them today, 877-455-7300. You didn't write that down. It's okay. Remember, AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I was waiting for a Roxanne.
I don't know when it comes. Here?
No. Oh, yeah, but it's not a screamer. All right, hey, welcome
back. By the way, that's the code to our text contest today.
Oh, good. See, Woody, you're working back there to really match things up and get creative. Beautiful,
this,
man.
This level of creativity is why they pay me the
big bucks.
The small bucks, yeah. Anyway, it's Roxanne, R-O-X-A-N-N-E, to 20357. You can enter to win in our text contest to go to the Sting Tour at the Fillmore at Miami Beach. Nice venue. Nice venue.
Good stuff, Woody. Good stuff. By the way, congratulations to Nova. At it again. I know we talk about FAU and UM basketball, and we forget that guy at Nova. They're going to the Elite Eight. They don't lose. Woody, you've seen them play, right, against Barry, so you know
they're
how good
they
are.
Yeah, they've won 64 consecutive games at home going back to February of 2020.
Really?
Yeah, they were, 30-2 this year or something? Yeah,
so where do all these guys, where are they getting these guys from?
That's a great question, Joe. I don't know where they're recruiting these guys
from. I mean, it's
got to
be different guys coming in.
There's transfers, Division I transfers and stuff.
I've been kicking butt here for a few years
now.
So
they beat Florida Southern by 30 to get to the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight in Division II is like the Final Four.
Yeah. Listen, and man, congratulations.
One location, everyone gets together there.
Coach Crutchfield's done a really, really nice job. So congratulations to them, man. They've got one hell of a basketball program over there.
It's pretty cool. That's a good conference, by the way. That's a tough conference, that Sunshine State Conference. Florida Southern used to be really good. Florida Southern won a national championship a handful of years back, but Nova is the team to beat.
Hey, Woody, we were talking about something. I wanted to just say some more about this. And players are smarter, probably not as popular for fans now, but they do. They take care of themselves. They make decisions on their own. Sometimes they're different than the doctors. Doctor will say they can play and they'll work out and go, nah, I mean, I can, but I don't feel like I'm good enough to play at a high level that I'm used to. So that does pop up, and that never happened before, obviously. But I got to tell you, man, at the same time, I don't want those guys shooting themselves up where their foot's completely numb, and it's really hard when – so mine was a high toe and an ankle. And so I did it because everybody else did it, and more importantly – when you meet with the doctor and he says, there will be, I said, is this going to make things worse? He goes, no, this you should be fine. You'll be fine. And so, you know, you trust those doctors when they tell you something, right? You trust them that they're going to tell you the truth. And then you make your own decision. Some guys are going to do it, hey, they don't care. But I, and then I didn't help my situation. I walked out of a hospital, like, that's, you know, my guys I know have a good laugh about me leaving the hospital after separating my shoulder. But by then, that doctor, I was done with that guy. So I did go to the hospital. That's where I made my mistake. I gave in, and I went there, and they shaved me. And I mean, I was ready. I was ready for surgery, man. I had whatever that stuff they put on your whole body to make sure you're clean, and I knew it wasn't right. I just didn't handle it right, but I knew I made the right decision because this guy was really bad at what he did. Really, really bad. And again, I'm not looking to get sued, and I've been sued many, many years ago. But
you win?
No, I got killed.
You lost?
Yeah, you can't say stuff.
Would you represent yourself?
I said stuff on the radio.
No, I know, but did you go to court and represent yourself? Like,
No, the attorneys for the company at the time, the radio company
really?
That I was working for, said.
They weren't good?
No, he said, no, we listened. We got a problem. That wasn't pretty. That didn't go well. But I got to tell you, man.
You had a bad record in court cases, it seems like.
No, so I want to say this because one of the trainers that's still around, and I like him. I have nothing against a trainer. I disagree with him, and he has asked me to stop talking about the guy because he died. And this guy had actually gone to his funeral. I would have never gone to that frigging guy's funeral. Never. And
you didn't even show up to celebrate or anything? Nothing like that?
Nothing. But I had no, just to put it nicely, absolutely no respect for that guy and the things that he did to players. I watched John Gieschler shoot his knee all year and then a swollen knee and have to drain it and then show up and play left tackle every week. And, I mean, that guy had to be in pain. If there wasn't a reason to do drugs full time or become a full blown alcoholic, it would have been for. If there was ever a guy you go, I understand, it would have been John Gieschler for what he went through. It was bad, and we had those stories all over. Plus, we had guys that we get operated on never come back. Andre Franklin was a really good fullback. He just kind of disappeared. Like, what happened? Oh, another bad operation by that. It was so bad. And these doctors now are really good. They actually have specialists now. Not one guy does the whole body. And listen, they got a coach that's Say, hey, man, you can't play. Let's play next week. Let's try to get you ready for next week. So there was it's different, man. It's different. I think there's a happy medium. I think there are guys that can play sometimes. I wish they would. But on the other hand, if you've got to do that stuff or you got to numb some part of your body and you're told you don't need an operation and when the season's over because you took a shot for like four games at the end of the year and now it's a mess, then I got a problem because you got lied to. That's not good. So anyway, I just want, it's a lot different. Baptist Health, not that way. You know, all those doctors, Dr. Swartz and those guys are high character guys that do the right thing. And I would, listen, man, I'd go to those guys and trust them completely at Baptist Health, completely. And you know what they do too? Hey, we got our specialists. They're really good, but you get a second opinion. Go see another doctor. That was never offered. I tried throwing Dr. Canal's name out there, who is a famous doctor in town, taking care of the Yankees, lived in Fort Lauderdale. That didn't go over well. So anyway, yeah, about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, Woody, I got up, and a car was downstairs, and I was in pain now. Just played the Steelers, and my shoulder was messed up. I mean, it was separated. It hurt. But nobody told me it could heal on its own, which it did, healed on its own. And this guy was going to do a surgery. So I said, no, man, this thing doesn't need a surgery. He goes, no, you're not a doctor. Don't act like one. Okay. And so I got up, and I called him. Called, don't come in. If I'm the first surgery, don't waste your time because I'm not going to be here. I'm leaving. Oh, I'm on my way. You can't do that. He acted like a complete ass clown, this guy. He was an ass clown. So now he meets me at the door as I can finally trying to get my underwear on. I had that robe. You know that robe they put on back? You put on backwards there?
Yeah, with no back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was getting no help from anybody. The nurse there refused to help me. Like I said, you could help me if you want. I'm leaving. Nobody's helping. No, you need to stay and talk to see the doctor. They're trying to talk me out of it. So no. I'm not getting talked out of this, man. No way. So I grabbed my stuff, and I went out naked with that robe on and told him to get out of the door. He was kind of blocking the door, and I said, this is not a good time for you to be blocking that door. It's not a good time. I'm leaving. And, of course, he made the Shula threats, like, well, Shula's going to know about this in a matter of minutes. I said, you do what you have to do. And I walked out. So I went from playing in a football game, Dan Marino's first game against going back home to play against the Steelers, and we won, to now I'm driving down the freeway thinking about I have to go see Coach Shula at some point, scared to death. So that's my story, man. I got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. I left some other stuff out of this, but I did the clean version so that nobody get upset. Not looking to get in any trouble here.
You want to bring the show back up? We'll give away some Heat tickets next
year.
Yeah,
I like that. That's okay. Much better.
By the way, Dodgers have just jumped out in front here 3-2 over the Padres. This is the MLB opener.
This is crazy that they got such a great game to start. Padres spent a lot of money now, too, and the Dodgers.
They're both good teams.
Yeah.
And by the way, the game's flying right along, man. These major league games don't take nearly as long anymore.
Well, Woody, listen, man, we do have a lot more. Thanks for letting me tell that story.
No, I know. I got to tell you, I know that people think that story's funny. I hate that story.
I'm not a big fan.
I don't like the way you guys got treated back then. That sucks.
I'm not a big fan of that guy, and he's dead, and I'm still not a big fan.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, people, so a teammate of mine, and the trainer said, hey, man, I just think it's bad karma, and I think it's really bad you talk about a guy that's dead and how much you still dislike him. And I go, but I still feel that way. And every time I do it, I never feel any guilt at all because he was that bad a human being. I don't feel bad.
We just got to keep you out of the courtroom.
Yeah.
No. You haven't won anything in there, huh?
No, I have not. I don't get into it. My track record, I'm not exactly Perry Mason, man.
Yeah, maybe next time I'll represent you in there. We'll go in together.
I have to grab your wife, man. I'll go in there, and your wife and I can talk a little bit, man. Hey, I got a lot of stuff to talk about when it comes to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man, I will tell you right now, when it comes to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, 30-plus years of experience, great service. Not good service, the best service. Listen, people need cash. Interest rates are going up, high insurance rates, HOA fees. What is going on with everybody decided we're going to double your HOA fees? What the hell's going on out there, man? What are you offering? Well, a lot of folks are running credit card debt to try to cover all this. And, you know, at 28 to 30% on that credit card, that doesn't sound like a great idea to me because you're never going to catch up. Let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress for you. Get that credit card paid off and get a rate that's something you can afford. Reverse mortgages, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 and older, you qualify, and if you could really, really use that equity out of your home, boy, that reverse mortgage might be perfect for you and your wife to really get some money, but still know you got a place to live. Debt consolidation, you need cash. Listen, he can do it for you, man. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has no life, absolutely no life. All this guy does is work. 7 days a week. Call him or text him. That's 561-441-2730, 561-441-2730. That's MLS 166-254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Time for a weather update here brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It's looking like a nice one today, 65 degrees and a 1% chance of rain, Joe.
Thank you, Woody. And
tennis tournament today?
No, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Weather permitting? Yes.
I'd have to check. You want me to check the forecast?
I think Friday's a little rough. I think
Friday and Saturday check. Looks like we're going to get a lot of rain. Wow.
Wow, really?
Yeah, 97% chance of rain on Saturday. This app is almost always wrong.
97%?
So I went to the Hurricanes baseball game. On, what was it, Saturday night I went to the Hurricanes baseball game. There's like a 15% chance of rain. And in like the fifth inning, it just, the clouds just opened up. It was just pouring. So, who knows, but.
Jeez, man.
Sorry, man. Can't they play under the canopy or whatever at that,
No.
No?
No.
They won't play through rain?
No.
Way too soft.
If that thing is slip and slide, they're not playing. They shouldn't play, man. It's crazy.
Why not?
Oh, my God. Well, now you
make the games more interesting.
Now we're going hard-ass on all the athletes just play. Here we go. This is what we started today. Everybody just play. And by the way, I saw a text. So everybody wants to know what Shula, you can imagine how that went over a few days later. By the way, the worst part is his secretary called me for like 3 days from my home, and I was scared to death to answer the phone. Scared to death. And then when he did, he said he wanted to see me, and I knew he was in a very good mood. He was not. It was a top three ass chewing for sure. It was mostly. I think he felt I went against team policy, and he didn't want anything that messed with we were playing the Browns like the next week at home, and he just didn't want to hear about anything at all. And he said, so the doctor came in, told you should be ready in 6 weeks. 6 weeks? He's gonna friggin' operate on me. I wasn't gonna be 6 weeks. So I did. I got back in 6 weeks, man. It hurt, too. It hurt. Oh, Lord. And by the way, when you get hurt and the doctor doesn't like you, then it's really bad. Like, anybody coming out? I got the wind knocked out of me. Anybody here? Yeah, it was a crazy time, man. It was a crazy time. Somebody asked me, and I want to share this with you because I think it's important. I love people to know what happened. I think the day that one of the last times I shot my toe, I went in before the game, and there were 14 guys ahead of me, to give you an idea, by the end of the year, how many guys were taking the needle. And I couldn't sit in there because these big, long needles that are going everywhere on these guys, ribs, everywhere. You name the part of body. And I was like, oh, I can't watch this shot stuff. I got to go. Let me know when I'm up, will you? Because that's a tough one. Hey, so we got a lot of other stuff going on. I know we kind of got started with this with Jimmy Butler missing another game and, you know, and guys missing games and the problem that the league has and how long it's taken guys to come back from injury and the frustration. I do agree, man. There's a text that players are, if they don't feel it, they want to get nice careers in, and I think a lot of this the NFL did to themselves. There's with trust issues that happened a long, 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 long time ago where guys did play and play through everything. I saw Bob Kuchenberg. Like, Bob Kuchenberg had broken bones and was playing. Broken bones. He had a rod put in his arm and played. Like, play the next week. Numb and play, man. Numb and play. It was a crazy, crazy time. So we've got a lot of other news going on here. I didn't get to this very much today, Woody, but the FSU and now Clemson want out of the ACC. I hope they don't get out. I hope they have to stay here. I hope they don't get them out. I hope nobody's able to crack this thing and find a loophole in here where they can somehow. I don't think so, Woody. Don't you? Florida State got to have some decent people up there that have looked at this contract inside and out, and they haven't been able to do anything.
Well, ESPN knows their investment is toast if those schools leave. ESPN's put a lot of effort into this thing, man. You seen the studios they got on each of these campuses, and we went to the media days, right, for the ACC.
Right.
You see how involved ESPN is.
Why? So the ACC and ESPN came to this contract, and whoever decided to do it until like 2036, right? It's forever. This contract goes, Woody, you're going to be an old guy by the time this gets done. So, and it's ended up being a real good deal for ESPN, right? And they're not going to redo that contract. Like, no, man, this thing is locked and sealed. We got it. The commissioner at the time for the ACC signed it. And I'm guessing they put some really good attorneys to make sure there is no way out short of paying that exit fee, which is huge to get them back. So I hope Clemson and FSU have to stay. It's fine. Stay here. Stay here and dominate it.
It's just funny, like all of a sudden now, you know, Clemson, who won national championships, right, competed for national championships for a long time, and FSU, you know, I know that they got screwed. FSU wasn't going undefeated in the Big Ten or SEC. Come on. With that team?
No.
So, like, now all of a sudden it's this big of an issue. I don't know, man. I just, you know. If you're Miami, first of all, Miami's got to just win this conference. I wouldn't even think about going to Big Ten or SEC.
They haven't
ever
won this thing. Never have won this whole thing. Never.
Yeah.
Never. Got to a conference championship game and you lost. So you never have. And by the way, Clemson, under the new system that everybody has now called the transfer portal and the NIL, have not done well. Their team looks a little different now. Now, part of this is Dabo has fought this system a little bit, believes in the old system and likes it. Like, listen, most coaches like the old system. Why not? Didn't affect them. They're going to get the same amount of money. They're going to make out. But they have a problem with these players having, and the only problem I have is being a one-year free agent. Every year you can be a free agent and leave. Eh, I didn't play much. I'm gone. But the other side of that is, and I am aware of this, is coaches get to see you for a year and go, nah, you're not going to play here. You might want to hit that transfer portal. We'd love to have your scholarship. So it works both ways. It does work both ways. Don't think this is a one way and every guy that leaves Miami was really excited about it. I think Mario says, hey, man, we got another class coming in. Three guys play your position plus what we have in the transfer portal. I don't see you playing a lot here. You might want to appreciate all the work you've done, but you might want to hit the transfer portal. You might want to go ahead and hit that transfer portal. I think this is going on everywhere. I don't like the system, though. Still don't like it. I don't like all these windows and transfer portal. I think it's a terrible look that guys go to three or four different schools. I wish from the high school system down here you got one transfer. One transfer. From the time you're a freshman, whatever school you're at, if you don't want to stay where you are, you get a transfer. Wherever you are, you get one transfer. You go to school after your sophomore year, junior year, and you're not happy, you haven't had a transfer, you get one. You get one. You better make it. Better make it count and go somewhere where you can. Because the high school system down here is really effed up. It's really effed up. It's a mess. We're a couple hundred transfers every year for football. Couple hundred between Dade and Broward. Now, if you're lucky enough to get all the players, it's great. But if you're losing 10 or 12 players because of a youth football coach is involved in decisions, it sucks. Sucks, man. And now we see basically the same system for college. We're going to have guys, think about this. We're going to have guys play high school football and college football. They're going to transfer six or seven times total. That is friggin' that's not transferring when it's six or seven. That's quitting. That's not six or seven. That's quitting. Things didn't go well early, so you quit. You went somewhere else. We got guys going to four high schools in 4 years for high school. Four high schools. Now, some have gone to the same high school twice, have gone back to their old high school. And then look at all the transfers we see. We've already had a couple of guys that left here. They're on their third and fourth transfer. Crazy time out there, Woody. Crazy, crazy time. I always enjoy just getting in a situation where we can just talk about the friggin' games the best. By the way, we got Jets news, too, that Jets looking a little better, man. I don't know what it's going to look like, and I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to look like after a year off or any of that stuff, but I know they got a whole bunch of new offensive linemen, veteran offensive linemen, and they went out and got Mike Williams from the Chargers. If he can stay healthy, it's a pretty damn good deal. But we'll see what happens, man. This thing been one hell of an offseason for everybody. Right now I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. I do. I want to talk to you about the great programs they have, the specialists that they have, the team doctors that, listen, man, these guys are good at what they do. It's a top sports medicine program. People ask me, where do the teams go? And I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. When it's not one doctor. Those days are done. That one doctor does everything? No, they got some of the top specialists for every part of the body. Any kind of knee surgery, they've got guys that are really, really good. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. And, of course, the big one right now is Achilles, man. Everybody's popping that Achilles. And if you're going through it, it's nice to know Baptist Health South Florida, top 50 sports medicine program in the country, can take really good care of you. And we cover South Florida like nobody's business. From Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables to Hard Rock Stadium next to the practice facility, right over to the new facility on 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. There's one goal every day, man. One goal is all they have for high school, college, professional athletes, and all the rest of us. Get us healthy. Back out playing the sports we love the most.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.